Welcome to Talks at the Cross,
the official podcast of the Cross Point Church.
Welcome, y'all. Happy Sunday. Welcome to another segment this week. We're going to do a little bit differently this week. We're going to have Bishop Simano lead the discussion today. As always, we want to thank you all for your support, for all your prayers, all your help for this endeavor that we're doing for the Lord. We want to keep thanking the Simano family for all their support and all their help on this project. And want to continue moving forward. With that being said, Bishop Simano, take him away.
Well, this week, last week we talked about a very important topic, and I've got a good response from everybody on waiting on God's timing. And today I felt in my heart to talk about a theme that goes hand in hand with that one, and it's hearing God's voice. And I want to be very open with you, and like I say, the Talks of the Cross is a podcast that is down to earth. We know the struggle is real. So when we talk, we don't want to talk down to nobody. We want to relate to you words of encouragement, of comfort, words of the Word of God, the Bible, the true authority. So Aaron, what do you think is the hardest part about hearing God's voice?
I think the hardest part about hearing God's voice is, first off, recognizing what is His voice. And I think the second part is what to do with it once you hear it.
Okay. I think, you know, one of the greatest mistakes, and I say this not to put anybody down, I think a lot of people have a wrong theology about hearing God's voice. There are people that still are waiting for God to speak to them in an audible voice with thunder, lightning, and, you know, want to make it a Hollywood style where, you know, God spoke to me, my house shook. I'm not downplaying that God can do that. He will do that. He can do it. But the Word of God tells us that that's not the way He speaks to us now in this time.
Yeah, I think, that whole fire and brimstone approach to hearing God's voice and looking at religion is a little outplayed, you know, no disrespect to how it was. But I think, you know, more as modern Christians, like you said, you know, we want the instant gratification. Sometimes we want to hear God's voice quick, or we want to hear God's voice in an instant. And sometimes, too, it goes along with, you know, waiting on God's perfect timing, where we have to wait on God's voice and we can't rush it. And we can't be like, oh, you know, today I want to hear God's voice, or, you know, tomorrow wasn't ready. And God's timing is perfect. So we also have to be aware of that. And we have to be ready.
And I think one of the greatest mistakes, and you know, I will make this disclaimer, we don't have time to go into depth into theology and go into, you know, how God through His Holy Spirit speaks to us now. And one of the greatest mistakes is that so many people have attributed God's voice to their, you know, follow your heart, listen to your heart, when that's totally against the Bible. The Bible says that the heart is one of the wickedest things in man is the heart. And the Bible says, guard your heart. It doesn't say follow your heart. And that is one of the greatest mistakes that so many people have made. You know, when we talk about hearing God's voice, we got to understand, like you said at the beginning, that there's many voices in our lives. You know, we have our emotional voice. We have our intelligent voice. We have the world voice. We have the family voice. We have, you know, our friends' voice. So all these voices or opinions that people tell us can be confusing to the person that really wants to hear God's voice, and it causes people to make great mistakes that cause a lot of damage to their lives.
I think sometimes too, like you said, we have a lot of voices going on, right? You know, a lot of outside factors, a lot of inside factors. Sometimes to really hear God's voice, I think we need to isolate ourselves sometimes. I think we need to really, you know, pray, focus, and meditate. Sometimes that, you know, you got to get away from it all. Sometimes, you know, the hustle and bustle, the everyday grind, you know, you're worrying about your bills, you're worrying about your kids, you're worrying about your relationships, you're worrying about your friends. You just need to, you know, take a step back, you know, go in a room by yourself and pray and meditate. And I think that's when you can really hear God's voice, is when your surrounding is more intimate, when you're focused on trying to hear God's voice.
And I think one of the greatest blessings that we have, the Bible tells us that God speaks in many ways and many forms. And we can say the Holy Spirit now, the Bible said, will guide us to all truth, to all spirit and all truth. So one of the greatest advantages is understanding that now God speaks to us through His Holy Spirit. which is a manifestation of God. Yet so many people have made the mistake of what we call a monologue. They talk to themselves and they believe that that's God's voice, because they, you know, they kind of encourage themselves. They pump themselves up. They get excited about certain things. And Aaron, you of all people know that as a football player, you psych yourself up before the game. You pump yourself up. You hear that music. You do those grunts. You do. And that's the same way in the spiritual realm. There's so many Christians that go on Sunday, get all excited there at service. They jump, shout, run. And you know that, you know, God spoke to me. And yet their lives, there's no really transformation or change. And this is where today we want to talk to that person right now that's struggling, that's been asking God for an answer. And you know, one of the greatest mistakes we make is that sometimes God doesn't need to speak to us through a preaching or at church. God can speak to us in the car. I've said so many times from the pulpit and to thousands of people listening to some of my preaches, some of the greatest messages from God that God has given me have been in the shower, have been in the bathroom. Let's be honest. I'm getting real. In that intimacy with God. And I, you know, I wasn't, you know, come on. I didn't have the robe. I didn't have my halo on. You know, I was taking a shower and God spoke some things down into my heart, dropped down. And hearing God's voice, it's not as sophisticated as we made it.
I know. Just going back to what you said, I want to make a comment. You know, there's a lot of rah-rah Christians. You know, we used to say that a lot of rah-rah players, you know, you get hyped up, you're doing all this noise, but at the end of the day, you don't even start. You don't even play. So what are you doing, right? You know, a lot of people, sometimes the loudest person in the room is not the most saved, you know, with all due respect. Or, you know, the person that's doing all these activities or has their hand in everything, that doesn't mean they're hearing God's voice. Sometimes it could be a lost soul, you know, that came to church that day, that talked to you, that spoke to you, then you, God used them to speak to you. Sometimes, like you said, it's not about necessarily always who's speaking through God, you know, or who God is using to speak through them. Sometimes they think that you need to have a title, you need to be a pastor, you need to be a deacon. No, on the contrary, it can be, God can use anybody. He can even use a child to, you know, to speak his voice through you. And like you said, sometimes, like you said, it's not always as grand and polished. You know, he can speak to you while you're working on the car. He can speak to you, you know, when you're at a red light, you know, you close your eyes, you say, you know, thank you, Jesus, blood of Jesus. He can speak to you right there. People, people got to realize that you don't always have to be in the temple. You don't always got to be sanctified, or, you know what I'm trying to say? You don't always have to be, like you said, so cleaned up. You got to wear a suit to hear God's voice. Like you said, sometimes, you know, right before I'm going to sleep, you know, I'll be praying before I go to sleep and I'll hear God's voice. It's the intimacy, like you said. It's that one-on-one time.
And God's voice sometimes is so different than what we have, or, you know, the movie scenes that portrayed, or, you know, religion has you know, kind of given us a brainwashed us to believe that's the only way God speaks. We see in the Bible that God spoke through a donkey to a prophet. To a prophet. Keep in mind, Aaron, this was a prophet that God had been using to bless, and you know, he was going to curse God's people because he had been paid. And yet God used a donkey to speak to him, and he hit the donkey. And the donkey turned around and said, "Why are you hitting me? Because I'm telling you the truth." That's Bible.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the greatest examples, if he can use a donkey to speak, he can use anybody. And as you were saying, Aaron, I have experienced in my 40 years of ministry, sometimes expecting to hear a God's voice, or to hear a word from God, as we say now, or in the prophetic realm, you know, I need a word from God, you know, getting spiritual. And sometimes God has used the smallest person you can imagine. Uh-huh. And sometimes it's not the person that you would think, a white dove.
Yeah.
It's like God used crows to feed the prophet Elijah.
Yeah.
Their crows were unclean, were a dirty animal. God's people they couldn't even eat crows. And he used a crow to bring bread and meat to the prophet. Think about that for a second.
No, sometimes, like you said, it can be the person you least expect. A lot of times, too, you know, it could be, you know, a brother or sister you're not too fond of. You know, sometimes God's using that person to also humble you and give you a message. You know, a brother you had a beef with, somebody you had a disagreement with, you know, you can shake their hand and say, God bless you. They could give you a word. And you're like, wait, hold on a second. You know, is that God using me? And that's also, you know, God's always working in us and trying to make us better, right? He's always trying to, like I said last time, give us a lesson with our blessing. So
yeah, and I think one of the greatest examples we have about hearing God's voice, that God's voice, and I hope this is going to throw some people's theology. And I think in the last few episodes we've been rocking the boat with people's traditional theology. You know, a lot of times people think, well, God is going to speak to you, to humble you, to kill you, to destroy you.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
Yeah.
God's voice is always to edify you,
mm-hmm.
to help you. God's gifts are to edify the body of Christ, the church. So nowhere in the Bible we see that God uses his voice or his Holy Spirit. Yeah, there is times and places where God will have to discipline us, but not to kill us or destroy us, but to help us, to restore us, to show us his love. And this is where it's so important to that person that's listening, that wants to hear God's voice. You know, sometimes, like you say, it could be a child. You know, he used an animal. He could use a bird. He could use, you know, there's so many examples. I could go back and tell you so many examples I've heard. You know, I recall one time I was in Italy and we were traveling. And I stopped at a gas station, put gas in the car. The kids were small and we're traveling to go preach in another city. And I stopped at a gas station. And when I get there, I realized that I didn't have as much as money I thought I had. So I went to go and put as much as I had to get us to the next place where we were going to be preaching. And I sit there and I went up and I paid it. I told the person, you know, put this much gas in. And usually in Europe, they put the gas in for you.
Yeah.
So when they ask you, you know, how much you want, they put in. So I gave him what I had until I put it in. And the guy kept on putting gas. And he filled it up. And I'm sitting there in the car saying, you know, how am I going to tell him that I don't have no more money?
Just what?
You know, he made a mistake, I said to myself.
Yeah.
That's the way I was thinking. When all of a sudden the general turned around and he says, God bless you and God use you.
Complete stranger.
I don't know who he was. I don't know why he did that. All I know is that he filled up my tank and God used him to confirm that, you know, between you and me, Aaron, if he wouldn't have done that, I would have not made it 2 hours going. When I got to the place where I was going to go preach, the light was on already, low fuel. So once again, God used him. Now, whether I want to attribute that was God's voice when that man told me, God bless you and God use you, not knowing that I was going to preach. I didn't get up and tell him I'm a missionary. I didn't get up and put out my credential. I just gave him what I said and feel it. Now, I look back in retrospect and I see that God used him to speak to me.
Uh-huh.
And I heard his voice because he confirmed to me, first of all, my need. Second of all, he confirmed my goal, where I was going. So one of the things that I want to stress with all those persons listening, hearing God's voice sometimes is unorthodox. It could be in the most unusual way. God speaks to dreams. He
mm-hmm.
speaks to many different ways, and sometimes he speaks to our situations. Like you said, a co-worker. It doesn't have to be always a preacher or a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a situation. It could be a dream. But one of the greatest advantages of distinguishing of all the voices that we hear is that God's voice will always produce faith in us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, they say, how do you keep the faith, or how do you grow your faith, or, you know, what is it? And that is hearing God's voice sometimes. And it's sometimes you don't necessarily hear an audible voice. Like you said, you feel that comfort. You feel that peace of mind. You feel that peace of heart. And it's comforting. It's warming. You know, when you cast all your troubles on him, you start to feel that. Like you said, his voice sometimes can just be, you know, God, give me a sign. You pray to God and then boom, there you go. Or, you know, like you said, I'm struggling right now. I don't have money for gas. You know, make a way. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. And like you said last time, it's a buzzer beater. It might not always be right when you want it to, but it's always on time. It's always good.
And you know, one of the greatest things about hearing God's voice, like you said, that comfort, that peace, and hearing God's voice is a connection to be able to say, you know, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. And you know, for that, you know, person, that young lady, that single mother, that person struggling, that maybe has a wrong report about cancer, has a financial problem, has a relationship problem, that doesn't know where to go, has been there, been left and right, but she hasn't really heard God's voice because she's been hearing all the other emotions of other people, all the other opinions of other people. And you know, there's a song very popular that says, whose report are you going to believe? When you start to understand that the most important voice in this world for our lives is hearing God's voice in our life. Now, distinguishing God's voice from the other voices is the key to being able to receive the answer to our needs. Now, like you said, Aaron, sometimes God won't speak to us when we want him to speak to us because we're not worthy of him answering us like that. You know, somebody said, you know, brother, how come God doesn't answer me? And I said, well, maybe he is answering. He's telling you to wait.
You're just not paying attention, yeah?
We're not paying attention. It's like the child tells him, don't eat that candy. And then he goes to the dentist and his mouth is full of candy, cavities. You know, whose fault is it? He didn't listen. He ate the candy. Somebody told him. And that's the part that I think is so important nowadays, that we hear God's voice, especially with all the chaos, especially with all the confusion, especially with all the theologies, with all the false doctrines out there. We need to make sure. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, let us be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. So one of the things you just said, God can be speaking to us, and we can not even know it's God speaking to us.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like I had a testimony of one of my church members, one of the churches I pastored. This guy was into fixing race cars. Yeah. He's a very good mechanic. So he had a hobby. He was always fixing this car that he wanted to make it a hot rod. He had put a big engine, he had souped up the engine. But every time he went to go start it, it wouldn't start.
Yeah.
And being a mechanic, it caused frustration. And he would tell me. And so one day he tells me, you know, he started missing church. And he tell me, Pastor, because I was working on the car, that's the only time I got on Sunday. You know, I said, well, I'm going to pray for you, no problem. So one day he was working on the car on a Sunday, and he was under the car, and somebody was trying to help him start the car. The car wouldn't start. Something was wrong. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, he said that when he went into the car, he heard a voice inside his heart tell him, if you give me praise at all times, I will bless you. That's all. He didn't tell me nothing about the car, Aaron. It had nothing to do with the car. He turned the key, the car started. He attributed the car starting to a confirmation that he had never praised God for what he was doing. And being a mechanic, he realized that there was just one little wire that was not hooked up. It was hooked up on the wrong place. When he told me that, he said to me, I heard God's voice. And when he gave me his testimony, I couldn't connect the dots. See, first of all, the car didn't start, then it started, then he heard God's voice. How does it make sense? So by this example, what I'm trying to say, that to that individual, he needed to hear God's voice as something related to what he was doing.
Yeah.
And that's where sometimes we miss the boat. You know, a lot of times we try to make a lot of deals with God.
You can't do that. I don't know how people, it makes me laugh sometimes how people, you know, try to give, you know, God ultimatums or, you know, you see in the movie, you know, somebody's dying in the desert, you know, give me water, God, and I'll never do this again. I'll serve you better than this, like that. And you can't really do that. And that's not being a good Christian, in my opinion, you know, with all due respect, you don't give, you know, the ultimate power ultimatum, because then, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, he could also be a stern God. And, you know, you want to play with God. God don't like ugly, as they say. You can't play with the things of God. You know, with all due respect, I'm not a missionary. I'm not a minister. But I always remember growing up and having that reverence and respect for the religion and for faith and for God and saying, like, you know, I'm not going to mess around with stuff I don't know, especially when it comes to that. I'm not going to say, oh, hey, God, you know, help me pass my math test today. You don't do that. You know, it's funny, just a little stupid example like that, but you don't do that. That's just disrespectful. You know, and I just want to comment on one thing you said about listening to God's voices. Sometimes we have so many other negative voices in our head, right, that God's saying, you know, wake up, listen to my voice. We're so used to hearing negative stuff that when we hear a positive voice, we can't believe it.
Exactly. And this is where I think it's so crucial that a Christian, and somebody's listening to me right now saying, you know, I'm tired. Every time I pray, God doesn't answer. And sometimes God has been answering. Mm-hmm. And like you see, because you have not been hearing the right voice. And these opinions that you hear, you know, it's so important. I was just talking to somebody on the phone, and he was telling me that how people sometimes want God to tell them what they want to hear, not what God wants to tell them. So when God speaks to them, they don't attribute that to God because it's not what they want to hear. But when you are sincere, you can hear God's voice through a flower in the sea, through nature, through a song, like you said, in the car. It doesn't have to be in the church temple. It doesn't have to be in the Holy of Holies. We're under grace now. God's Spirit is everywhere. And this is so important that you understand that God can use a crow, like he can use, you know, a brother. He can use a person that's not a brother. But if God wants to speak to you, he's going to speak to you.
Yeah, you're going to feel it, you know, if you're really going through it. For somebody out there that's, you know, waiting on a sign or doesn't know, you know, how much more they can take, you're at your wit's end, I advise you to just, you know, take a step back. Pray about it. Keep praying about it. I know it's cliches and sounds, you know, as Christians. Or, did you pray about it? Did you fast 10 times? Did you do that? I know, you know, it's cliche sometimes, but that really does work. And, you know, like you said, sometimes it's like the, example where this guy was, he was chipping away at a diamond. He was chipping away, and he stopped. And they showed him that he was right there. So it's like sometimes, you know, you keep praying for that position. You keep doing it. Right when you give up, God's saying, why'd you give up? You were almost there. So don't lose faith. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. You know, keep trying to listen to my voice. Keep waiting on my timing. For those out there listening that are discouraged, don't lose hope. There's no timeline. Keep going forward. Don't quit.
Yeah, and I think God's word, his main purpose is to encourage us to keep going. Keep trusting him. Quit, you know, don't let the enemy. And I want to, I don't know how much time we got left, but I want to be able to let you know that you can't always manipulate God's voice. And the enemy also will speak to us. The enemy will speak to us. And the enemy's voice sometimes tries to imitate God's
voice. Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. And this is where I want to be very careful to say this. We have to be careful because not all the time did you think, oh, you know, God answered. It's like the bank robber that was robbing the bank and said, it's raining. God is with us. He had prayed that the bank robbery was successful. So when it started to rain, he thought God had answered his prayer. And he was robbing a bank. Now, listen to me. It sounds cliche. It sounds humoristic. But there are some Christians that even in the midst of their wrongdoing, in the midst, they know that what's right from wrong, and that they attribute it to God. Oh, God, help me. You know, come on. And, you know, we have to be realistic. We know what's right and wrong. The Holy Spirit, which is God in us, will tell you. And yet, you know, instead of asking God for forgiveness and saying, God, forgive me that I have to do this, the guy was attributing. And like you said, once again, hearing God's voice is being able to distinguish of all the other voices, opinions, feelings, emotions, to be able to say, this is God. I know it's God. It's in line with his word. It's in line to what he wants me to do. My destiny is behind this. And Aaron, to conclude today, for that person that is wondering, you know, maybe this podcast is giving you an answer. Maybe you are hearing God's voice through us.
Hey, maybe. You know, I have a final thought. I just want to say, you know, be wary of man. You know, man will always fail us, but God won't. And we got to realize that. And like you said, you got to distinguish. You know, not everybody's good for you. Not everybody has the right opinion of mine. Sometimes you got to silence the haters. Sometimes you got to silence your friends. Sometimes you got to silence your family. You know, you got to hear God's voice. With that being said, Bishop, we're just going to pray. I want to thank you guys for all your support. We're going to have Bishop Solomon will take us away with a prayer.
Dear God, we want to thank you once again for another episode of Talks at the Cross. We ask you, as we have been talking about your voice, for that person or persons that are listening that need an answer to whatever need that might be presented before you, whatever decision they need to make, they want your approval. They want your voice to lead them, God. Your word says that your Holy Spirit will guide us to all spirit and truth. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that your voice penetrate these waves through this platform and that you touch somebody and let them understand that you're speaking to their life and you are speaking life. You're speaking healing. You are speaking a solution. You are speaking out the answer for their prayer request. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to bless those who are listening and bless all those around the world that need to hear your voice right now. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Don't forget the talks at the cross. Share, like, and let us know if you have a special request. We're here to help you and bless you.
Amen.